what we're going to get to hear here as wonderful thoughts coming out of a lovely lady. She's going to share her thoughts with us. And so everyone, let me tell you, nobody has monopoly on truth. I don't care how big your bank account is or how how beautiful you are or handsome as the case may be. Nobody has monopoly on truth. But this little lady that's going to share her thoughts with tonight is, not that I can judge her, but I'd say she's one of the spiritual people on this earth. And she loves to work with children, and she loves to work with adults, and she loves to put up, well, I don't know if she loves to put up with me or not, but I think she does. She treats me good anyway. And that's our Claudia's going to share her thoughts.
Sorry, Millie. So I really don't love to work with adults. Really. I mean, just so you know. I'm having a hard time with adults. Kids are better. So, but not the people here. I love to come here. It's like a home. It's just perfect. I feel so wonderful when I come here to class or to church. But I just want to tell you how amazed I am of how things work. Like spirit just push you to the wherever you need to go. I'm feeling chills already. So I'm just very amazed of how the things are happening for me. And sometimes it takes forever. It takes years. I've been coming to San Diego for one reason or another, like ever since I was at 12 or so. And I never said, oh, I want to live in San Diego. It's so beautiful or whatever. I was like, eh. One time I came, and this is just, it has a reason for me to tell you. So one time I used to come when my sister lived here in the border. So I will come and visit and we'll go here to the Price Club. I don't know how. Now you know how old I am, right? So there was a Price Club here in San Diego. So we'll go there and buy stuff, to take it to Mexico or whatever. And then later on, a friend of mine, when I was in my 20s, he said, he called me. I was living in Mexico. I'm from Mexico, and I've been living there for all my life until now. And a friend called me and said, hey, do you want to come and, hang out with us here? We have an apartment and you can study something or whatever. Just come. We send you the money to buy the ticket and stuff. And I'm like, oh, cool. And I told my sister, and she's like, I'm in Mexico. I'm the youngest. It's not very common that you are, very independent. So I said, yeah, I'm going. And she said, well, you don't have a passport or a visa. And I said, fine, I was working at the time, and I guess, okay, well, I'm going to, I have money for the passport. And she thought I was never going to get a visa because I didn't have a bank account. I didn't have anything at all, zero, nothing. So I went, and they got my visa. Okay, you can go. Oh, cool. My sister was like, she couldn't believe it. So I came, and I stayed for a little bit. And I end up in a big fight with my very, very good friend because he was not very nice to his girlfriend. And I was defending her. And, of course, she stayed with him. And I, whatever. So I didn't stay then. But that was the first time I really saw spirit, like very, very, very clear. I was in Los Angeles trying to get money to get back because I call home and I say, I'm fine. Oh, I'm having the time of my life. Everything's perfect. No, it wasn't perfect. So one time I was waiting for the bus and I was super depressed in downtown San Diego. And there's a homeless guy and he came and he said, don't worry. He told me first, don't be scared. I'm spirit, but I'm a very good spirit. I'm a ghost, but I'm a good ghost or something like that. I don't remember exactly. I'm like, oh, that's weird. So, and he said, everything is going to be okay. So I get in the bus. He got in the bus, and he just get off the next corner. I'm like, oh, that was weird. I didn't know then what was going on, but then I finally got the money, went back to Mexico, and I said, I'm never going to go back there, not even visiting. I don't want to go to the United States, forget it. So later on, when I was in my 30s, I met this guy by phone or by fax, actually. We were just communicating because he was he worked in the same company. And I had already my tickets to bring my son. I had a son, 7-year-old son. And I had my tickets to come to the United States, to Disneyland. That was the only thing. I had hotel and everything ready and whatever. So this guy said, hey, why don't you come and visit San Diego? And I'm like, okay, San Diego again. So I said, okay, I'll visit San Diego. Then we, you know, we ended up getting married. Not in that moment, but, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. So I said, I'm not going to go to live in San Diego if I don't get a job in Tijuana, because I know I'm not going to be able to work there for a little bit or a while. So I need to get a job there. My son is about to start school, and I put all the deposit for the school and everything, books and everything. So if they return the money and I get a super nice job in Tijuana, I'll go. I didn't think it was going to happen. I said one resume, and I got a super nice job in weeks. Like, they trained in Guadalajara. I came to Tijuana. It was a wonderful work job in a hotel in Tijuana. So I came, and that was 20 years ago. So I stayed, and I didn't know why San Diego. Why do I have to go back to San Diego all the time, all the time? Well, I ended up getting divorced. 10 years later, and I was very depressed. I was by myself, and I have my daughter and my son, and it was just a rough time. It was a really rough time, and because I was doing that, I started looking for things to do and, you know, don't get depressed. So I started doing Kundalini. It's a kind of yoga, and it was a lot of meditation and a lot of things, and that was my first teacher here. You know, I was like, okay, and then she has to move away. And I'm like, what am I going to do with my teacher? I mean, she's everything for me. What am I going to do? Then I met this guy that he was a hypnotherapist. He helped me so much. I even stopped smoking, but it wasn't the purpose of going there. It was more like therapy. So it was wonderful. And then I came here, and I met Millie. And that was, I don't know, 5 years ago or so. So I stayed, and it is interesting because how spirit works. I will never knew anything about talking to, you know, I knew about mediums and all this stuff, but I was like, you know, I never in my life would think that I could talk to people that is not present physically. So I started coming to classes with Millie. And I start doing the circles. And then when it was my turn, like, I have the circle for me. And I'm like, oh, who was born in, I don't know, January? I'm like, I don't know. Or who does this or that? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I start getting very curious. I'm like, I don't know anything about my family. I was never interested. I didn't even know the names of my grandparents. I didn't, because I didn't care. You know, they were all dead when I was born, so I didn't really care. So I was like, this is kind of sad. Like, I don't know anything about them, you know, and they trying to communicate with me, and, like, I don't even know where they were born or, you know, their names or whatever. So I started asking my sisters, and my sisters gave me some information, but they didn't know much either. So that was very interesting for me because I was like, why don't we know anything about our ancestors? It's just like weird. So I went to Mexico, and all of a sudden my cousins start telling me, oh yeah, our grandfather had a, you know, grocery store, or grandfather for the other side, he has a shoe store, or this and that. And she started telling me stuff, and I said, oh, that's cool, how do you know all that? And I said, oh, there is a lady that live, it's her aunt. She's like the same age of my dad, and she lives in San Bernardino. And I'm like, oh, cool, it's not San Diego. And it's San Bernardino. And I'm like, oh, cool, that's cool. And but she may be like 97 right now. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be rough to find him, right? And she said, she has all this information about our families from generations and generations and generations. She went to Mexico. She went to the places. She went to the cemeteries. She has everything. Everything. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. So this is just for you to see how spirit works. And I'm like, oh, that's great. What's their last name? So they give me the last name of the husband. It's not my last name. You know, they take the name of the husband. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to look San Bernardino and the last name. So I look it up. And there's like five or something. So I call this lady. And no, I text her, and I said, oh, I'm so-and-so, I'm from Mexico, and I was looking for Yola, and la, 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 la. And she said, oh, great, she's still alive, her husband's still alive, and they still live in the same house. And I said, oh, I would love to meet her. And she said, I'm going to ask if she wants to meet you. She was her daughter-in-law, she's not part of my relatives. And I'm like, just for somebody to answer you and say, hey, yeah, you can come, and they don't know me. It could be whoever. And I said, okay, good. So she asked, and she said, she told her, you don't have to ask. She can come anytime because she is family. So I have chills all over, and it was just great. So I went there 2 years ago. I drive all the way there. And for me, one of the signs that I know my ancestors have with me is because I see hawks in the weirdest places. So all the way to San Bernardino, I see hawks flying everywhere. It was just wonderful. So I arrived there, and she is, she was walking really nice, and she was in her bathrobe, and they told me she has Alzheimer at the beginning, that she's, you know, she's just starting with Alzheimer, and she may not know what's going on. So, and I was like, oh, fine. So they have all the books. They're in the living room for me to see, and she was explaining me every single thing. It was wonderful. And then I just realized that she was starting like to repeat the same things, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to let her rest. But it was just wonderful just to meet her. And I met her actually when I was 6 years old, and one of those trips I met her that I don't remember. So that was really great. And so I keep in touch with her daughter-in-law, and she told me, I think you're the one to get the books because you are interested in the family. And because I was taking pictures of everything I could. And I think you're the one that needs to keep these books when she passed. So I'm like, I cannot do that. Like, there may be other family members, or I know there's not many. But I'm like, oh, that's nice for you to think that. So long story short, she passed away last December, right after her husband died. They were married for 70-something years, I think 75 or something. And I went to the funeral, and her son, she was not very, like warm, per se. Like, he hardly talked to you. And she said, I wanted to go to the car at the end of the before we go to the cemetery. And I said, okay. So I went to the car, and he had these plastic bags with like five books of the family. Oh my goodness, I cried like crazy. It was so special. And thanks to that, I've been meeting some other people. But the whole point of this, I know there is a reason for this, for me to get him and not anybody else, or my family wasn't really, you know, I think it was just a God story, the whole thing. So I have the books, and I've been telling my family, hey, guess what, this and that and that and that. And I think when you heal and you realize about things that your family been through, it's easier for you to heal your issues, per se. And it's been really interesting because my nieces are like, hey, Are you doing something with your ancestors? Are you like investigating things and doing that? And I said, because things are weird here. Like, it steers a lot of stuff. But it's like when you're healing, I think that's what happened. You start digging and things move and, you know, energies start like moving. But I think you need to be very brave to like dig and investigate all things, because I have all kinds of stories you will never imagine. I can, maybe you're going to see a movie soon, because my daughter's is in film right now. So you may see a movie about my family, because it's just incredible. So this is all been so many years, but it's one thing that led me to another, that led me to another, and that led me to another. And I didn't understand, why do I have to end up here in San Diego by myself, like my family's all in Mexico, and what am I doing here? And I think it's all to meet Millie, to be here and to heal and heal. I think when you heal something or and you heal it for the people that all the generations to come and the generations that were behind you. So I think it's really interesting, and I just wanted to share that with you, and I hope you like it. And thank you. And I'm sweating.